Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here. We're back, and today we are talking about making money and owning businesses, which is what I love to talk about. We have Nick Neonakis here at the mic. We're talking about the franchise, the Great American Franchise Expo. We actually are going to be there, and you can come out and talk with some of our guys. And man, I'm excited about it. I'm going to get my get out there and see it myself. It's in Murfreesboro, October 7th and 8th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And so far, we've been talking with Nick. Nick has the book called The Franchise MBA. You can get that free of charge if you go to my website, Roy Matlock Jr. It's the number one book on franchising. If you've thought about doing something different with your life as it regard to your career, this will be a great place to go, is to the Franchise Expo. You know, one of the things, Nick, that we initially we talked about, if they're just tuning in, and by the way, guys, this will also be on podcast, so you can go back and get all of the show. But when we first started talking, we talked about analyzing ourselves and, you know, what is our skill set, you know, that we have, what do we like, all that kind of stuff as it relates to maybe picking the right franchise and going out and test driving it and even working in it. So we do all that kind of stuff. Now we're going to get into financing of it. And I want to talk about financing just for a minute, because, you know, I always have these opinions when it comes to debt. And there's good debt, there's bad debt. And so good debt, number one, you can afford it. All right. That's the first thing. Number two, all right, it's tied to something that goes up in value. All right. Bad debt is exactly opposite. Bad debt, you can't afford it. Number one, you're overextended. And number two, it's tied to something that goes down in value. And so I consider business debt good debt, provided that you don't overextend yourself to such a degree that now you're in trouble. All right. And so talk about what, you know, if somebody wants to buy a franchise, typically what are they going to have to do? Common cost associated, you know, do the franchises help them? What's going on with that if they wanted to go buy one?
Yeah, I love the concept of good debt and bad debt. I always think of it like planting an orchard or eating the seed corn, right?
Yeah.
Plant, harvest, grow. So franchises are going to range from, you know, under $100,000 to millions of dollars. So depending on what you're looking to do. The majority of franchises that I see at our show and in the United States right now, probably ranging between $100,000 to $500,000. So if you drew a bell curve there, let's say it's about $200,000, $250,000. The asterisk here is there's some great ideas that are much less than that. I mean, there's a vending machine concept called grab and go. You can get started in business, with $30,000, $40,000. We have a long tunnel car wash called Big Peach Car Wash. That if you guys are sports fans, they just signed up Ronald Acuna Jr. From the Braves as their endorser. It's probably $4.5 to $5 million business. So there's a wide range there at the show. Most of them are going to be in that $100,000 to $300,000 range. The way people finance these, a couple different ways. One, they write a check. Two, they might use home equity. Three, you can use your retirement accounts to finance a business under the ROBS program. There are a lot of great companies out there that provide these. And basically what you're doing is you're taking money from your 401k and now an IRA because you got let go. And you can use that money tax and penalty free to purchase a business. So if you'd like, come on down. We're going to have a lot of finance groups there talking about exactly how to do that. There's some specific things you need to do to not run afoul of the IRS. But ROBS is a great way that people finance them.
And the question on this, you're saying like a self-directed IRA is what we're talking about.
Yeah. So what they do is you set up a C corporation. It has to be a C corp. And then you create a pension plan within your C corp. You have your IRA where you've got C corp stock, right? Because it's publicly traded is what you're holding. You then bring that stock into your pension plan within your C corp. And you sell it. Let's call it Matlock Industries Incorporated is your new C Corp. and you bring over your Tesla stock that you bought at, you know, $5 a share. It's appreciated.
Right.
You sell it. The money goes into your corporate treasury, and then you purchase with that cash the Matlock stock, okay? That now that is what is being held within your pension plan, in essence, your 401k. The cash from that transaction, right, because the corporation sold the stock to you. Your corporation is a different entity than you. Sometimes people have a hard time wrapping their head around that. But because now you, Roy Matlock, sold Matlock Industries, or Matlock Industries sold stock to Roy Matlock, took his cash, gave him the stock. That cash now goes into Matlock Industries treasury. And then Matlock Industries CEO, who just happens to be Roy Matlock, decides that he wants to purchase a franchise, a building, et cetera, with that money. Okay. So for the IRS, it's a like transaction within the pension plan. Just like in your 401k, self-directed, IRA, Roth, wherever you have it, you sold Tesla stock and you bought Apple stock, right?
Right.
Matlock stock is the same. So that's the mechanics behind what a Rob's program is. Now, like I said, there's some paperwork that you need to file, but this is this is something a lot of people do that then they don't have to pay interest on the money. It's their money. You can access it earlier. Then, by the way, later on, as Matlock Industries is growing, Roy Matlock might decide, you know what, I want to sell that Matlock stock. So you sell it back to Matlock Industries, you get the cash, and then maybe you put it back into Tesla stock or whatever you want. Yeah. So you have the ability to move money around. When we were talking about the quantitative advantages that having a business gives you as an individual, that's one example of them. You can't do that if you don't own a business.
Yeah.
Another way that people finance businesses, of course, is using loans. So the SBA, now here's an interesting fact. The majority of SBA money that is being loaned in Tennessee, you know where it is? Nashville, greater Nashville. There's so much growth happening in Nashville right now. Typically, with loans like this, it could be a commercial loan or an SBA loan. You're usually putting down 20% of the total investment. So let's say you're buying a franchise that's $300,000. You're going to put $60,000 cash down. You're going to finance the rest. Depending on your credit score, you're going to have varying interest levels. And from there, here's what really becomes interesting. The cash on cash return. So if you're putting $60,000 in to buy a business and that business gives you back $60,000 a year or more, that's a heck of a cash on cash return.
Right.
Makes sense. Yeah. So bottom line, there's a lot of different ways that you can finance a business. Some of the franchisors will also self-finance. So if you're a well-qualified potential franchisee, they'll loan you the money or they'll work something out with you. So get educated, right? That's the whole key behind this. There's a lot out there. Your job, if you're thinking about independence for you and your family, is to go and learn not only about what businesses are out there, but how do you finance them? And what's the best way to do that for you?
Yeah, you know, the other side that, we think of buying a franchise, buying a new one, all right, and starting it. You may, I'm sure, have franchises out there that are ongoing franchises that someone might want to sell. I mean, I know that's out there. And another thing you made a comment about was home equity. All right. And I see people all the time right now, you know, we are clearly in an economy that is a little fragile, that kind of thing. And the most important thing that people can do is get diversified, have a good emergency fund. And I always tell them, you know, if you've got a house, if you've owned the house in the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years here, you've got a huge amount of equity in that house. Go ahead and get your line of credit set up while you're working. All right. Because in that way, it's a huge emergency fund. And then the second part of that is if your credit's there, you can take and effectively use that equity line of credit to move into a franchise. All right. And now you got a second income stream and it's, you know, tied to your house, which is even much better. So you just leverage that. And then, you know, I also, when I think about you know, going out there and starting your business and doing things like that when it comes to your money. There's so many things that are going to change in your life when you start seeing multiple income streams in your life. All right. I mean, I've always wanted to, you know, like right now I've got about six different ways that I earn money. All right. And so if one of them's not working, then as well as the other, you know, I've got another one coming in. It's, you know, it's the idea of diversification. And so what this would do, would give you a way to diversify. And then I've always said that if you really, truly are bulletproof, you're bulletproof two ways. One is you have a business that you can completely live off of, all right, that's paying you. And then it makes enough money to where you put money over here into, you know, stocks and bonds and investments, and you're completely financially free over there. That's called being bulletproof. All right. And that's what I've always tried to teach people is, hey, get a business, spend your time, pay close attention to it, make it profitable, save a portion of that money into things. And one last thing that I hear people all the time talk about doing is they say, I'm going to buy a rental property. All right. They want to do that. You know, everybody, it amazes me how many people are so jacked up about going out and buying them a rental property, but you don't ever hear them say, hey, then we'll go buy a franchise. And the success rate on a franchise compared to owning one house, it's, I don't know what the percentages would be, but it's not even in the ballpark. Okay. Because, you know, I've always said this, that, you know, if you have one house, you've either got one vacant house or you got one that's full. All right. So it's either or. I mean, golly. So, all right. So we're closing out. Nick, we got just a few seconds. One last thing. Tell them about the expo, and I'm going to close the show.
If you have an interest in getting educated about becoming independent, having a bulletproof income stream, learning about the different asset classes that are out there, you have to learn about business ownership. There is no better way to become independent, financially independent in this country than business ownership. Come to the Great American Franchise Expo, www.franexpousa.com, to get all the information. Come and see us down in Murfreesboro. Meet Roy in person. Get a copy of the Franchise MBA if you mention his name. And take the American dream by the horns and go and do it. Millions have. You can too.
Hey, thanks, Nick. And hey, today, guys, we're closed out. Go to roymatlockjr.com. This will also be up on as a podcast. So great information, Nick. Thanks for coming. We look forward to seeing you out there at the expo.
All right, Roy. Thanks so much for having us. Appreciate you.